Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of July, recording at 9:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Yesterday's big comeback from an early sell-off certainly spilled over into the Asian stock markets, where highlights, well, I think Hang Seng was pretty good. Australia had a nice bounce back, and India probably gets the plaudits for the best performance. And European markets are very strong in here. They roared back a number of gains over 1%, and Wall Street closed right near the highs. So that's testing highs for the year as well. The Dow up 82, nearly 7 on the S&P, and the Nasdaq jumped further into new high ground. And in government bonds, one would expect them to come off against that background, but they didn't. The U.S. market is slightly easier. The European bond prices were slightly further, but we're talking about 3 to 5 ticks here covering those four markets. And in the currency sector, now the dollar was a little weaker earlier in the day, and it did pick up a wee bit here overall. The U.S. dollar index, which has been drifting lower most days, is up 42 ticks at 80.466. Remember, it wasn't all that long ago that it was up over 83. And the crude oil market, that's another strong gain in here. That must have come late in the day, up 87 cents, 75.92. It's been up all day, but I hadn't seen it that strong previously. Now, natural gas looks interesting, following on from that little key that Owen mentioned yesterday, that picked up another 20 cents in here today. And in the metals, very strong. All the industrial metals were higher. Got a barnstorming performance still by the lead market. Nickel, a good rebound in here today. Precious metals, gold impressively getting follow through, up 440 as I speak. Follow through after yesterday's good gains. And that was the best of the precious metals, but silver up a little bit as well. And in the soft commodities, sugar firmer. The soybean market was up a little bit, wheat and corn were down a bit, and the correction in cotton, a downward correction in cotton, continues after its sort of overextended move. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, the bulls are definitely in charge. That's been the case all along. Downside risk appears limited to more of these ranging reactions that I've been talking about almost daily, at least when I've been doing the audios, for a good many months here overall. That sideways activity is to be welcomed, because what it does is, of course, correct some of the overextension relative to the 200-day moving averages. Now, lest I create the wrong impression among some subscribers, one would not expect, I certainly do not expect, the stock market indices to be hovering or touching those 200-day moving averages all that much in a good overall upward trend. They will remain above it. The moving average is a lagging indicator by definition, and therefore that's normal territory. It's just when it rallies too far up and away from that moving average that it becomes quite susceptible to either a downwards or sideways reaction, and the further it rallies up away from it, the more likely that reaction is to be downwards and then some sideways. And the nice thing about it is that the longer the trend runs, the more you can see the back history, and everybody else can see the back history in terms of what is perhaps an unsustainable deviation up and away from that 200-day moving average. And of course, we can also see when it's pulled back to it. And eventually, we will see all these stock markets break those 200-day moving averages, break beneath them, in other words, and eventually stay down. But I don't expect that this year, and it might not occur next year. My best guess, and it is no more than a guess, as you will appreciate, is that we're unlikely to see a bear market until, oh, 2009, 2010 at the earliest, and that's something I've been saying for over a year. Okay. In terms of individual sectors, well, the mines roared back here today. Well, that's a little bit of hyperbole in that. They certainly rallied, but are perhaps going to see a little bit more ranging in here. Overall, they've had such a good run. Some of those steepening upward trends, arguably, the industrial miners are a little bit overextended and due for a bit more consolidation. I think that would be healthy. They remain a fabulous long-term bull market in my view. And against the background of metal prices firming, that would help to keep the consolidation relatively shallow. Now, we may, well, and then more than may, we've seen the gold mining shares pick up very strongly recently, and I've written about this fairly extensively today in a report I haven't been able to post yet, but I will after I complete this audio. I'll format it and post it. And that looks impressive. Now, the whole gold sector looks impressive to me now, and just at a time that most people have sort of pretty well given up gold, and it's certainly been, I've been describing it as being below the radar for some time, but now this is picking up and it may well generate further interest. People are fretting about central banks. I don't think that's a serious worry. The key variable with gold is the investment demand. If it's not there, then just a little bit of selling from central banks can weigh on the price. On the other hand, when gold is back in fashion, then it can do very well. Now, it would be premature to say that gold is back in fashion. It has been rallying well against the US dollar, but the US dollar has been very weak. In some respects, that's a delayed reaction by gold to the dollar's decline recently. But it's not doing enough against many other currencies. It has firmed, but we won't get a really big move in gold on the upside. I regard that as a matter of when, not if. But we won't get a really big move on the upside without gold appreciating against all currencies. Where will its first breakout occur? Probably against the Japanese yen, and it's not far off that right now. Okay, what else to mention in here? I covered the metal prices, covered oil. Now, on oil. Oil's again very strong in here. I wouldn't be surprised to see oil encounter some resistance near last year's highs. It's not going to be serious resistance. We would not see much of a sell-off, unlike last year when oil got overextended and it was set up for a medium-term correction. It's completed that correction. It's rallied all the way back up to its highs, which it will eventually take out. But again, I wouldn't be surprised to see a pause near current levels. And that's something that we've seen for gasoline near its former highs as well. And I may put the spotlight on natural gas, which may well be the performer here in the short term, or at least it'll improve its relative performance, which has been pretty abysmal recently. And anything else to mention? Cotton, I think, is consolidating. First consolidation above the base. I'd love to see it pull back further, nestle back onto the base, start to find support. Then that would be an interesting spec long once again. And I think that's about it, folks. So it's just left for me to say all the best to all of you.